Hello everyone, you are listening to Lovey and Rosé. Tonight we'll be talking all about my summer favorites and my summer hot list. So if that interests you, grab your wine and let's get into tonight's episode. Welcome back, guys. I'm your host, Kimberly, and tonight we'll be talking all about my summer favorites. But before we get into that, let's talk about tonight's beverage. So I'm actually really excited about tonight's beverage because I have a Strongbow cider. And I actually haven't had a Strongbow in years. Because I just couldn't find them at any of the local beer distributors. And whenever they did have them, they would always be sold out. So I'm super excited. It's actually a funny story how I got this. So I actually ran out of wine and it's way too hot to leave the house right now. So if you don't know, here in Pennsylvania and most of the East Coast, we are currently in the middle of our fourth major heat wave. And the heat index right now, y'all, is 102 degrees. I think the actual temperature is probably 94, 97, but the heat index is 102, and you can definitely feel it. So instead of going grocery shopping, like I should be, and picking up a new bottle of wine, I decided to have this local bar and grill deliver me a burger and fries for dinner, and they also deliver beer. So I had them deliver me Strongbow because they had it on the menu and I was really excited. So cheers to my first Strongbow since 2018. So I figured in honor of this heat wave, I would give y'all my summer hot list, or, you know, my summer favorites. So I came up with a list of categories and let's just start rolling off. We'll start out with my favorite songs of the summer. So I listen to a wide variety of music. There's so many different genres of music that I couldn't pick just one. So I figured I would go with my top three songs that I've been listening to this summer. And instead of trying to narrow it down to just one song. So my top three would have to be Fulanito by Becky G. That song is really fun and it just sounds like summer to me. It's got a good beat. It makes you want to dance. And I think it's the perfect song to blast with the windows down when you're just hanging out in your car or, you know, cooking or whatever you're doing. Something that makes you want to have fun. But my second favorite song, these are in no particular order, by the way. I don't like one of these more than the other. I'm just rolling them out as I think about them. My second one would have to be Bad Habits by Ed Sheeran. I don't know what about that song is so catchy, but I was just driving to work one day and it came on and I just was listening to it in the background because I wasn't really paying attention. And it was stuck in my head. It was stuck in my head all day, you guys. That song is so catchy. So if you have not streamed Bad Habits by Ed Sheeran, you definitely should. It is, the music video for it is so crazy. You know what? I remember how I heard this song. My friend actually sent me a meme regarding the music video, because if you've seen the music video for this song, Ed Sheeran is moving in slow motion and everyone else is moving at warp speed. So everyone was having fun with that and making all these different types of crazy memes. And that is how I first heard of this song. And then it got stuck in my head for a week and now I love it. So definitely in my top three of songs that I'll be listening to this summer. And my last pick for my summer song would have to be Kiss Me More by Doja Cat and SZA. I spend way too much time on TikTok, you guys. and I think it's because of how much time I spend on TikTok is why I love this song so much. Not only is it super satisfying to listen to on its own, but paired with a million TikTok videos, it's a recipe for disaster. So Kiss Me More by Doja Cat and SZA, Fulanito by Becky G, and Bad Habits by Ed Sheeran. Those will have to be my top three songs for the summer. The next thing that I put on my list of favorites is my favorite food for the summer. And honestly, it depends. If it's really hot and I'm not that hungry, I tend to just snack on fruit because I don't really like to cook in the summertime when it's really hot. Like, something about standing over a hot stove while it's already hot is like an awful idea in my mind. So if it's really hot and I'm not that hungry, I eat a lot of fruit. I really like strawberries and grapes. But my mom has been getting me into eating a bunch of like these little mini oranges. So the little halo ones. So that's what I've been eating. But when I'm really hungry, there's nothing like a fresh grilled burger and an ice cold beer. Literally every country song ever. No, just kidding. But yeah, those are my favorite summer foods. I try to eat a lot of things that are not heavy because I don't like being hot. So, unpopular opinion, I don't actually like summer that much. I prefer the fall and the winter time. I would much rather it be fall, leaves on the ground, or I would much rather be snowed in my house. Like, I love the snow. I hate like the heat waves that come with summer. So I just don't like the feeling of being hot and uncomfortable. So I try to eat things that are like lightweight, not a lot of cooking involved, just something that will keep me cool, but also keep me not hungry. So fruit, and then when I really need some food, burger fries are my go-to. Oh, this next one is a good one. My friend and I were actually talking about this earlier. Favorite summer TV shows and or movies that are premiering. Okay, so this week was the season finale of Loki, and y'all know I love Loki. My dog's name is Loki. But the finale was insane. I also watched Black Widow this week, and Black Widow was really good. I know a lot of critics were saying that it was kind of like a disappointment, but I don't know. I liked it. I thought it was a great movie. I thought it was a great plot, and I love Black Widow, so I thought that was a great movie. Space Jam actually comes out tonight. Today is Friday, July 16th. So the new Space Jam comes out tonight. I was just talking about this with one of my coworkers earlier. We love the idea and the nostalgia of Space Jam. Like, I'm going to watch it solely for the Looney Tunes because I love the Looney Tune characters. And it brings back memories because I used to be obsessed with the original Space Jam. Like, my sisters and I, we would watch it on repeat. I remember this vividly. I don't remember a lot from the 90s because I was born in 94, but one thing I remember for sure is that my sisters and I would watch Space Jam on repeat. We, for some reason, were obsessed with the Looney Tunes, so Space Jam was like the movie. And so I think for the sole purpose of nostalgia and just like getting to see all my favorite Looney Tune characters back in action, I think that that's probably why I'm going to watch it. And I'm probably still going to love it, but it's not going to be the same. I'm probably going to love it. I don't know. I'm not hard to please when it comes to like movies. I'm not a big movie critic. Usually if it's funny, if it has a halfway decent plot, or if I was just entertained, you get 5 stars. So really excited for that. And a friend actually recently got me hooked on the show Homeland, which I know came out in 2011, but I'm just now starting. So I guess you could say I'm watching a lot this summer. So, as most of you guys know, I am a boutique owner, KiwiOnlineStore.com, shameless plug. We're on a brief hiatus for the summer right now, but I would not be a proper boutique owner if I didn't tell you what my favorite summer fashion item was. So, it's actually really simple. My favorite summer fashion item is the maxi dress. Hear me out. Maxi dresses are super lightweight and extremely versatile, and that's why they're my favorite. You literally just throw them on and boom, you have an outfit. You can dress them up by putting on a bunch of jewelry and like wearing some nice heels. You can dress them down. You can wear like a jean jacket or like a cardigan and then pair it with sneakers sometimes. Or you can literally throw your hair in a high ponytail, wear some flats, and you're good to go. So literally in the summertime, like I said before, in the summertime, I'm all about comfort by being comfy and cute. So maxi dresses are where it's at. You grab yourself a really cute maxi dress, some cute flat sandals, throw your hair in a bun, throw on some gold hoops. Boom, ready for happy hour, ready for baby showers, ready for literally any other friend gathering, family gathering that you have. So amazing. Not to mention, maxi dresses are really easy to pack because my mom was telling me this earlier. She was like, they're super easy to pack because they're like so easy. You could just like ball them up if you need to. It doesn't even matter. So perfect for vacation or beach trips. Just, I love maxi dresses. Can you tell? And I also really like body mist. That's like my other thing in the summertime because I don't like being hot. So if I'm feeling hot, I can spray myself with some body mist and it's kind of like a cooling effect and it smells really good. So my two smells right now that I've been using is the Thousand Wishes from Bath & Body Works and also the Into the Night smell from Bath & Body Works. I love both those smells. They're both a little bit on the heavy side. I think Into the Night is kind of like a woodsy smell. But I don't know. I love them both. And last, but certainly not least, my favorite summer activities. Obviously, I love summer concerts and I love summer outdoor festivals. But I also really enjoy like fire pits and like hikes. Currently, you know, with the heat waves that we've been having, I haven't been hiking a lot because it's just been way too hot. But nature walks, hikes, the occasional beach trip. I'm not really a beach girl. That's kind of obvious because I don't like summer. I do like fire pits and summer activities. I do love to go to the pool. My friend Beth has an amazing pool in her backyard. I like pools. I probably won't get in it. I'll probably just put my feet in and have some wine. But I like sitting by the pool too. That's always a fun time. So yeah, those are my summer favorites. I will be posting a poll as usual, but this time we're going to do something a little different. I'm going to post the poll after this episode goes live. That way, I'm not going to read what y'all's summer hot list is on the episode, but I like personally want to know. So if you want to tell me what your summer hot list is, what your favorite song is, what your favorite summer activity is, what your summer TV show is, your favorite food, any of the categories that I talked about today, if you want to tell me your favorite, go ahead and follow me at The Kimberly Show on Instagram. I'll have that linked in the description box, and I will also have the poll up for about 24 hours after this episode goes live, so that'll be Friday at 8 p.m. So yeah, make sure you follow me on Instagram, and make sure you subscribe to this podcast, hit the bell so you're notified every time I post a new episode, which is Fridays at 8 p.m., and I have just turned on the subscribe button to my podcast. So if you would like to subscribe to this channel and support that way, it's always welcome. But yeah, that's all I have for y'all. And I will see you next week in another episode of La Vie en Rosé.